Monsters from the Basement.
This is Ashley C. Williams, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hey everybody, this is James with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. This weekend we are at the Days of the Dead convention, and I'm here talking with star of the Human Centipede, Ashley C. Williams. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You having a good time this weekend?
I am. This is a great, great convention. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised at being the first time and everything. Everything seems real well organized.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I'm excited for all of them. The fact that this is the first one and it's had such a great turnout.
You were in the film The Human Centipede, and have any memories of filming that movie?
I have a lot of memories. I mean, it was a great film to work on. The crew was amazing, you know. Working with Dieter Laser was just great. I think a lot of memories of being on set with him were the best. You know, just working with him, and my escape scene was pretty awesome, you know. So,
what was the director, Tom Six, what was he like to work with?
He was great. We got to collaborate a lot. Since there was no script, a lot of the scenes were improvised. So there was a lot of freedom to just talk with him about, you know, what would Lindsay say in this instance? What would she do? You know, where would she go in this instance? And so there was a lot of collaboration. It was really, really great. And he's awesome. Tom Six is the greatest, you know, greatest director to work with on a film like this.
So you really didn't have a script. You just kind of ad-libbed everything as you went.
Yeah, well, there was a synopsis for, like, each. It was, like, all broken down into different scenes, and he would write a paragraph on what he would like said or what he would like done in this scene, and then sometimes it would completely change to what he had originally thought. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Dieter. I think when I talked to y'all last year, you said that he was kind of standoffish during the filming, but then when y'all wrapped up, he completely changed.
Well, I don't know if standoffish is the word. He was very much in character pretty much the whole time. He was nice. He, you know, whenever we spoke with him, he was a very nice gentleman. But on set, he just kept to himself. You know, he wasn't rude or mean or anything like that. You know, he wasn't standoffish. He was just, you know, in his room a lot. He wouldn't eat with us. And he would, you know, just to sort of have that divide between villain and victim.
What have you found to be the general opinion of the public towards the film?
I think it's mixed. It's either they love the film or they think that it's the sickest film of all time and they refuse to see it. So there's the people that talk about the film all the time, but they've never seen it. They just talk about it. And then there's those ones who are just obsessed with it. They think it's like the funniest thing in the world or the sickest thing, but that's a good thing, you know, for them. So that's pretty cool.
I thought it was very good. I'm still trying to convince my son to watch it. He said, I can't watch it. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought it was one of the best movies last year I'd seen.
That's great. I appreciate that.
You doing anything in the future?
Yes. I just wrapped a film called Leaving Circadia. It's not a horror film. It's more of a dramedy, coming-of-age movie shot in New York. And then I'm shooting this movie. It's called Hollow Point, directed by Thomas Churchill. And the executive producer is of Predator. So that should be a good film. It's a werewolf film, and I have a bit part in it, a cameo part, which should be really exciting. Completely different role than I've ever done, so that's kind of a nice change.
Do you like doing horror movies?
Yeah, I love them. They're so much fun. Definitely, you know, can't wait to shoot Hollow Point, but Human Centipede is the only horror film that I've shot so far, so they're fun.
Yeah, it was a completely different movie from anything that had been done before.
Yes, definitely a first for everybody on set.
I remember all the hype before it came out, you know, and after hearing all that, I said, this is the one movie I got to see.
Yeah, you know, for a while, all they had was like this 48-second clip of my escape scene running into the bedroom and screaming at the doctor, and that was the only thing that they had shown for months, and they had this one photo This one of the close-up one of the, with me and the scar on my face with the tear. And that was the only thing they had on the internet. So it just kept building all this buzz around it. So the building on the internet, I think, was what made the film get noticed in the first place, which was great.
I thought one of the most gruesome scenes in the movie was the actual operation putting y'all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was intense. And when I first got on set, the place where we shot the surgery scene was really real. And when I went that we went down to the basement to start shooting that scene, I was like, wow, what have I gotten myself into? Are they really going to do this to us? Because everything looks so real. And they actually had a doctor on set who brought all the proper, like, tools and the, you know, the medicines and all that stuff to actually make the process work and or the procedure work. And I was just like, wow. And they had all the hospital beds and the IVs. And I was like, oh, this is creepy.
So do you do a lot of conventions?
I did last year. This year it's been slower. I've been working a lot more. So I love doing conventions. I think they're really fun. And, you know, you get to meet a lot of really cool people.
How's it feel to have people come up and give you positive feedback on the movie?
Oh, I love it. I love when people say that they love the film or love my role in it or want to know what I'm doing next. I love it. It's great. It's a great feeling.
Now, as far as the centipede itself, how did y'all put that together? How was it done?
This company called Rob's Prop Shop in Holland, they sort of collaborated with Tom Six, the director, on what the centipede would actually look like when we were all together. And they made sort of a molding of mine and Akihiro's butts. So there's like this plaster that went on these bike shorts, these stretchy bike shorts. And then we would pull that over. And then on top of the fake plastered butt was this knob, probably about 2 inches long, that we would put our mouths onto. So it kind of looked like a really small doorknob. And we would put our mouth onto it, and it was sort of like a bit, you know, bite down onto to make it look like we were attached. And then we had the gauze, you know, that went around with, like, blood, you know, splotches here and there. And that was basically it. And then we had the knee pads, of course, you know, to make it, because he did the surgical. He took our kneecaps out so there was no knee extension, so we couldn't, you know, go anywhere. So that was really interesting. We had no idea what it was going to look like. We thought, is there going to be a centipede costume? Or, you know, cause we knew we were going to be topless. You know, all three of us were going to, you know, we knew that. But we just didn't know what to expect at all. So that was fun.
How long were y'all actually in the centipede position?
No longer than like 5 minutes at a time. I mean, it was exhausting because we were also like crying and, you know, having to have all these emotions, you know. And our necks would always be, like, jutting forward, and it hurt a lot, but we could get out of it whenever we wanted, yeah.
So was that the first film you did, or had you acted before?
Oh, I definitely acted before. This was my first film, first big film. I did a couple independent films before this one, but I've been acting since I was really small. Yeah, but on stage, so I'm mostly a stage actress. And now that Human Centipede came out, I've definitely been doing a lot more films, and I love film as well, so I'm hoping to balance that out a bit more.
You said you like film. How do you like it compared to being on the stage?
Well, it's very different. You know, with film, you have to it's a bit more internal, and you have to wear a lot of your emotions on your face and show it in your eyes more. So that's a bit of a different technique than I'm used to, and I actually like it a lot more. I love being able to sort of show that with, you know, it's such an art, you know, and a technique to be able to do that and on camera, like, instantaneously. And with theater, it's a bit more exhausting because and it's more fun also. You are very much more outward because you have to express yourself, you know, much bigger and project more. But you're also, you don't stop and start like in film. You just live that character for 2.5 hours straight. And it's more adventurous that way because you never know what could happen. You could miss a line. You could, you know, have to improvise. Something could go wrong. But you never know. So it's that sort of intensity that I really love. And, you know, I hope to continue doing that.
And you also get the immediate feedback from the audience, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they meet you, like, right after you go outside. They tell you how you did or what they liked about it or what they didn't like. So that's kind of cool.
Well, we'll be looking forward to your new film coming out. And I appreciate you taking some time talking with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.